Kramer and Jess. On demand. Here's the morning show highlight clip of the day.
Mix 106.5. We're Kramer and Jess. Good morning. A question for you is, like, who really gets to make the final call in a household? Because Jess on the show is trying to figure that out this morning. And it all started with a item of decor, if you will. What's going on, Jess?
Okay, so something that you need to know is that my boyfriend, Garage Boy, is a huge Kobe Bryant fan.
Okay.
Now, Kobe means a lot to him. That's one of his role models. He got a tattoo for Kobe when he passed away, and I completely understand it, his love for Kobe. I respect it, and I support it 100%.
But you're not a diehard.
No, but I mean.
But you respect the man and what he stands for.
And I love Kobe too. Yeah, you know, I think everyone can, you know, like, love him and understand why we love him. But as far as for Garage Boy, like, that's his guy.
Yeah.
Okay.
Got it.
So, my issue that I have right now is my boyfriend wants to put a picture of Kobe in our home, and what I have a problem with is he not only wants to put a picture of Kobe in our home, he wants to put a picture of Kobe above our bed in our bedroom.
Because in his bedroom, before, he had Kobe pictures, right?
Right.
So now, this is the very first time. Keep in mind, backstory really quick in case you're new to our show. We just moved here, right?
Yes.
To Baltimore. I've been here for about a month now.
Uh-huh.
Jess and her boyfriend just moved in together. Very first time ever living together.
Yeah.
And they actually lived about 8 hours away before.
Mm-hmm.
So this is that cohabitation limitations of what they're trying to figure out right now, right?
Yeah.
So what, he came in with, like, what, a poster?
No. Like, he wants to order, like, framed photo of Kobe Bryant. And it was just like, so where can I put the picture of Kobe? And I was like, what? What do you mean, player? What do you mean? And he's like, yeah. So I'm thinking, you know, just above our bed will be perfect. And I'm just like, what? No, because that ruins, and I'm also really excited. This is the first, like, nice apartment I've ever had in my life. Okay, I've shared bedrooms. I've lived in living rooms. Like, this is the first time I've ever had a place of my own, and it's so cute with, like, pillows from, you know, and candles, and I'm just like, no.
And the last thing that you want personally is a Kobe Bryant poster hanging over
your bed. Is to wake up every morning and look at Kobe in the face. Like, so what am I supposed to do?
What Jess is struggling with, though, is being that this is her first time living with her boyfriend. Like, how much limitation is she allowed to have? Like, it's not technically just your bedroom anymore.
No.
And it's not just his bedroom anymore either.
It's not.
Are you both paying half the rent? Are you splitting it 50-50?
Yes. So that's the thing, too. Like, it is his house. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I do understand where he's coming from, because that's why I can't even be like, I get it. But why above our bedroom? Like, why in our bedroom above our bed?
Do you think he's willing to compromise, or he's like dead set on putting it in the bedroom? Like, he really wants it above the bed.
Well, it wasn't even like, can we do this? It was like, so I'm going to put it here. And I said, what?
So now they're struggling to figure it out. So that's why we came to you this morning, because, like, who, when you share 50-50 custody of a house, right, of a home, when you're in a relationship, who gets the final say on decor?
Yeah, and also, just stop it. Can you just give that part to me? Like, can you just let me do this,
yeah,
please?
When I was married, my ex-wife, she got the final say in everything. Excuse me, everything decorating. Like, I didn't try to get in the way of that. I didn't try to get involved with that.
Yeah.
But it sounds like he's coming in hot. He's like, I need Kobe in my life, and I need it above my bed.
And he doesn't, I mean, I'm nervous and afraid to be like, I don't want to do this, so I don't know what to do.
410-583-1065. Who gets the say in this?
Yeah.
You know, Jess is having a dilemma this morning. We're running by you because she's having trouble with her boyfriend. We call him Garage Boy, is a nickname, by the way.
Uh-huh.
So they've just moved into a brand new apartment in Towson, and it's the first time they've lived together. And Jess is kind of unsure of the rules when it comes to decorating.
Right, so my boyfriend is a diehard Kobe fan. Kobe is his idol. He has a tattoo for Kobe. I completely understand and respect his love for Kobe. However, my boyfriend wants to put a huge picture of Kobe Bryant above our bed. And I don't know how to say absolutely not without being upset about it.
Hey, Crystal, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Millersville, Maryland. I actually just got to work.
Well, beautiful. Well, hopefully you got a great day ahead of you. Listen, who gets the final say in this? They both...
Who gets the final say? I'm going to have to say the woman. I'm going to have to say it. Everything should be 50-50. But when it comes to decorating, doing things in your home, it has to be the woman. Well, you leave it up to guys. They do nothing.
Okay. And then that's true, too. Because let me tell you what. I've lived in my apartment now for about 2.5 weeks. Nothing's really decorated yet. It's not decorated. But, I mean, to be fair, though, if he really wants this poster up, why should it be Jess's final call that it's, you know, it's her way or the highway?
I mean, honestly, especially if it's above her bed, if this picture is above her bed and she is sleeping with this person, she's not going to want to be looking at Kobe in his face.
I don't want to do that. That is not what I want to do.
She can have it somewhere in the house.
But
I'm not
he
going
does.
To that. Respect Kobe, but I would not have it above the bed.
But he, I mean, but okay, to be fair, she doesn't want to look at it, but he does want to look at it.
Well,
so
wait,
then what do you do with that?
Do you think it would be rude or disrespectful if I'm like, can we put it in the bathroom?
I don't know why. I don't know why you'd have any say over it versus him anyway. That's the point I'm trying to make this morning, is I don't know why it's any more her say than his, you know?
I just think it should be placed different. Like, it can be placed maybe, like, in front of the bed, like, maybe over there, like, their dresser, but
no.
Not, like, above the bed.
Jess, you don't want it in the bedroom at all?
I don't. Like, the only place that is it messed up to put it in the bathroom? I think the bathroom's nice. A lot of people spend time with it. Every person, whenever they come over, they're going to have to use the bathroom.
He wants it in the bathroom. Okay. Well, thank you so much for calling.
He needs a man cave. Get him a man cave.
Girl, I know.
Next time around, you got to get a bigger apartment, I feel like.
I know.
A 3-bedroom. Give him his own space. Yeah, that's not wrong. Thank you for calling us.
Awesome. Have a good day.
Hey, Shauna from Jessup. Good morning.
Good morning.
Does the poster go up, or does Jess put her foot down?
Absolutely. The poster should not go up. She should put her foot down immediately. I mean, come on. He is a grown man. I mean, I understand having an idol, but he's not a teenager. And there doesn't need to be some massive poster above a bed. I mean, listen, we all love Kobe, but that is ridiculous.
I mean, you
have to put your foot down.
Okay, let me speak.
Train men early.
Well, okay. Okay, so let me speak as a somewhat trained man. It's his apartment too. Like they rent it together, right? Is it 50-50 rent? Is that how you guys split it, honestly?
Yeah.
So 50-50.
No, it's true. We do split it 50-50.
Right. So like, doesn't he get a say of like basically 50% of how the room is decorated?
I mean, not really. I mean, to me, it costs to be the boss. If you really want to say, you need to be paying 100%.
Oh.
And he should be paying for a multiple bedroom home where he can have a man cave for something like that.
In
this
particular
situation, if she's paying half the rent and it's just an apartment, absolutely not.
Okay, hang on, Shauna. Let me get this straight. Because you said, well, let's go back to what you said earlier, like, but training him early. Go tell me a little bit more about that.
Yeah, you know, you just have to, when you're in a relationship, you know, when you're building up before marriage.
Yeah, this is Jess's first time, like living with him. Yeah.
You have to set the tone. You have to let the man know how you like things to go and what makes you comfortable, what doesn't make you comfortable. If you start submitting and taking all kinds of things that you're not really comfortable with in the beginning, you are setting yourself up for a life of having to accept things that you're not happy with. Because if you accept this now, well, then way down the line when you're married, he'll be turning something else in the house or some whole room into something else and then not understanding what's the problem.
Damn.
You just have to let him know that, you know, you are a woman and you're the woman of the house, and there's just certain things that you don't want to see, like a massive poster over your bed.
When I wake up in the morning over my head.
You both are grown adults. You don't need to look at Kobe after you just finished having sex.
Jess, thoughts?
It's kind of true.
Yeah, it's tough, man.
I feel like that's disrespectful to Kobe.
Okay, hey, all right. Thank you, Shauna, for calling us.
Absolutely.
Keep texting us, 410-583-1065. We'll check back in, too, because maybe we can get him on the phone, have him pitch his case, because, I mean, that's
something. He doesn't know how much I don't want it in there, though.
Has he?
I just tell y'all.
I know. That's the thing with radio people, is we never say things to people's faces. We'll come on the radio and tell everybody else except for that one person.
Yeah, he doesn't know. I'm all like, okay, sure, and then I'll upset alone.
Has he lived with a woman before, or is this his first time?
This is his first time.
He's never lived with
that's
a woman.
That's why we had such an issue about the toilet, which we've gotten over. Progress.
Right.
But now, Kobe. And I'm just like, can we just take a second?
It's tough, man. It's tough.
Now, Kramer and Jess. Mornings on Mix 106.5.
Hey, thanks, Liz. Here we go. Yeah, Mix. So welcome to the show, everybody. Happy Friday.
Oh, man. man. Happy Friday.
Lord have mercy. Feels like one, too, right?
I'm
like,
so excited.
Yeah. We're Kramer and Jess. Good morning. 6 o'clock club specifically. We're so glad to have you here. And if you're like, what's a 6 o'clock club? Is it like the fight club?
Kinda? No.
Don't ever speak about this ever again. You can't tell your friends about it.
We could not be more opposite of where, like, yes, bring your journal. And today we will talk about how today made us feel.
And I'm like, don't you say a word about this. Our boss isn't awake yet, so we can say whatever we want. It's the greatest.
It's so fun.
It's the greatest. Yeah. No, we call this a 6 o'clock club because it's like us, man. It's dark outside. Like, ain't nobody up in Baltimore but us.
But so us, together.
Send us a text, 410-583-1065. We'd like to give you a shout-out in the morning. It's kind of cool to hear your name on the radio, right? As you're driving to work or coming home from work. So tell us what you're up. What are you doing so up so early? 410-583-1065. We'll get to those in just a minute. Yeah, I'm glad it's Friday.
Me too.
Like, there's some Fridays you get to that you're just like, whew.
Yeah.
And it's been one of those weeks. I feel like the crescendo of my crazy week happened this morning at 3 a.m.
Oh.
So my alarm goes off about 3:45, right?
Okay.
And if you are an early riser, then you know every minute counts.
Oh, like, 100%.
Some days if I'm really tired, I might set my alarm for like 3:43.
Right, like it's going to make a difference. Just, but to you, it does. Yeah. And if you're woken up just a minute before, I will wake up mad.
Yeah,
like I'm upset.
Oh.
Okay. Over that 2 minutes.
So then imagine this, all right? It's literally 3 o'clock on the dot.
Oh, no.
And I have a podcast that I do with my mom every day. It's called Certified Mama's Boy. Mm-hmm. And I've been doing this saga on my podcast called My Crappy Apartment.
Yeah.
Because since I moved into this place over in Fed Hill, there's been an issue every day almost.
Yeah.
Almost every day there's an issue.
Yeah.
The stove didn't work. The tub didn't work.
The laundry stuff.
I had a gas leak.
Yeah.
The washing machine started like spewing out like dirt, and like I couldn't get it to work. I mean, it's just been
so
one
bad
thing after another. So you can imagine I'm already pretty frustrated about it.
Mm-hmm.
So this morning, 3 o'clock in the morning, I just want you to imagine this. I'm dead asleep, right?
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, out of nowhere, and I think I'm like, how about I'm cussing this video? I hope not. I took this video and I sent it to my property manager because I'm like, hello?
Yeah.
It's 3 o'clock in the morning, so if I cuss, I'll just have to dump it out before it airs.
Heather, it's 3 o'clock in the morning. 3:01.
Oh. Stop it. I hate it. I hate it.
It's terrible, right?
Stop it. Turn it off. I hate it. I don't want
to
hear this.
Like, could there be a worse noise to
stop
wake up
it
to?
No one wants to listen to this.
Yeah, that's what I woke up to this morning, 45 minutes before my alarm.
I'm angry.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
Right? Now, imagine you've already had so many problems
your
place.
Don't you dare start playing it. Okay, don't.
And then I'm going to surprise you with it later on the show.
Don't. I will. It made me cringe.
Yeah, so imagine waking up to that this morning. That's why I said, like, this Friday, man, I'm ready for it. By the way, that was my it's not just my stove didn't work, then my oven didn't work. Now that's my refrigerator saying the door won't close all the way. And I'm like, what? It's closed. So it's just...
Why does this always happen to
it's
you?
It's because my life is just... I always say I have the best life ever. It's just never easy. There's always something going on.
Oh, my gosh.
We got so much to cover in the next couple of minutes. Actually, before 6:30 is really crazy. New Shawn Mendes in a couple of seconds. We're
going
to play the first thing off the top of the show. Plus, the Baltimore top three trending stories in the city. Jess.
President Donald Trump and First Lady Melania Trump have tested positive for COVID-19 overnight. I have that story for you at 6:10.
Mix 106.5. Top three with Kramer and Jess.
Trending stories in Baltimore and across the nation.
That's right. And here goes Jess with the top three trending stories in the city.
All of Maryland counties and Baltimore City have COVID-19 positivity rates below 5%.
Nice.
We also don't have any Maryland counties in the red zone as designated by the federal government. As a result, child care facilities can return to full capacity, returning to the full teacher-to-child ratio and capacities for which they are licensed for. Indoor visitation may begin in all nursing homes that are not experiencing an outbreak or have not experienced any new cases in the last 14 days. The governor said Maryland reported 0 new COVID deaths this week, which is the first time since March 28th.
Wow.
The statewide positivity rate, 2.88%, is down nearly 90% since its peak on April 17th.
Don't give up yet, man. Don't give up yet. We saw this happen. We lived in California. It was like we started to drop.
Yeah.
And then people got really cocky. I think it was Memorial Day weekend.
Oh, and then,
the beaches were open.
Everyone
went out and then went right back up.
Exactly.
So don't get complacent. Wear your mask.
And I'm proud of us. We're awesome. President Donald Trump and First Lady Melania Trump have tested positive for the coronavirus. Trump's positive test comes just hours after the White House announced that senior advisor Hope Hicks came down with the virus after traveling with the president several times this week. Trump is 74 years old, putting him at higher risk of serious complications for the virus that has now killed more than 200,000 people nationwide. Trump tweeted overnight, "Tonight, the First Lady and I tested positive for COVID-19. We will begin our quarantine and recovery process immediately. We will get through this together."
So curious how he's going to handle this, because he kind of downplayed it during the debate, you know, and then now he's got it. So I just don't know how he's going to handle this on like a PR sense, if you will. Or how do you even address that when you were kind of downplaying the whole thing?
I mean, also his team, they were, what are they
going to
do?
I don't know.
In lighter news, Reebok has chosen some real-life heroes to promote their new Wonder Woman line. Nurses on the front lines of the pandemic are the stars of the new campaign for the Reebok Wonder Woman 1984 Capsule Collection. The line includes footwear and clothing inspired by the 80s style in the Wonder Woman sequel coming out this December. In honor of healthcare workers, Reebok has chosen six Boston nurses that are faces of the campaign, and these women worked at the hospitals in the city and have been hustling to get their patients healthy. Along with featuring them in the collection, the company also created a mini documentary where the nurses get to share their real life experiences of working during the pandemic.
That's super cool.
This is Jess, and that was your top three.
And get your text in 410-583-1065. Anybody hungover this morning?
I wish.
Why?
I wish.
Mix 106.5, it's Kramer and Jess. Let's get back into Charm City Secrets this morning. These are always kind of fun, right, for a Friday morning. So, Charm City Secrets, What are you gasping about?
Well, no, because we got a text that someone has a crush on Sophia Bush, but she's hecka pretty.
So this is what we're not talking about.
Yeah, we don't want hot people, okay? We want the people that you don't want to talk about. This is a safe place, okay?
Right.
No so, John Stamos, like none of that.
We're trying to find out the celebrity that you're embarrassed to admit you have a crush on.
Yeah.
You can call us 410-583-1065. Amber from Glen Burnie, good morning.
Good morning.
Welcome to Charm City Secrets. So, tell us that celebrity crush you have that you're kind of embarrassed to admit.
So, I don't know if he actually qualifies as a celebrity, but you know the new State Farm commercial?
Yeah.
That guy.
Jake?
Yes.
Are you talking about Jake from State Farm?
Yeah, I think they replaced him with a new guy.
Yeah, they did.
Okay, I don't know about this, so let me do some Googling. So,
girl,
we're talking about, like, what are you wearing, khakis? Like that one, or there's a new guy?
No, there's a new man in town.
Okay, hang on. And new Jake's hot?
New Jake is fine.
Okay, let me see that. Hang on. New Jake.
His name is Kevin Nim.
You looked him up?
Oh, they did replace him.
Dude, I looked him up. I found his Instagram. This guy.
Oh, wow. He's cute. He is cute.
Yeah, he is.
Let's do a really quick information on Jake from State Farm. In case you don't know what we're talking about, there's a State Farm commercial that got really famous. It was a guy was talking late at night on the phone. His wife comes down. Who are you talking to? He's like, State Farm. And she grabs the phone. She's like, oh, what are you wearing, Jake from State Farm? He's like, khakis.
Yeah.
Little backstory on this. So the original Jake from State Farm is Jake Stone of the Bloomington branch, which actually worked for State Farm, but now he's been replaced by this much cuter man, may I add.
Oh, yeah.
Whose name is Kevin Mims, and Kevin is cute.
No, he is buff.
Kevin
is
hot.
Buff. Yeah. But I guess that would be kind of embarrassing. Is that where the embarrassed to admit part comes in?
Kind of. Well, it's just like, I'm into the State Farm guy.
You're
like hanging out with your girlfriends. And they're like, Brad Pitt. You're like, hey, but have you seen the State Farm commercial?
The new Jake?
Yeah.
You see new Jake though? Not old Jake, but new Jake.
Yeah.
That's funny. Wow, that's really funny. Learn something new today. Thank you so much for that. Good secret this morning.
You're welcome.
Rachel from Pikesville is on with us this morning for Charm City Secrets. And we're talking about the celebrity you're embarrassed to admit you have a crush on.
So I'm not really embarrassed to admit it. A lot of people know. They just think I'm crazy. But I have the biggest crush and always have on Adam Sandler. I just think he's absolutely amazing.
You know, we started talking about this later on, like late in the show yesterday. And we had a couple people call in and say Adam Sandler.
Yeah, you are not the only one.
And he's so awesome.
Okay, now is it like Billy Madison Day Adam Sandler or is it current day Adam Sandler?
Everything. So I actually, the first time I ever saw him when I was little on a Cosby Show, and I just thought he was so adorable.
Oh my God.
And then when I was younger, I used to watch Saturday Night Live with my grandmother. Aww. And then when he came on, all of his characters, I just think he's so funny.
Yeah.
But I think he's a great guy also. You know, I think he does a lot, and I don't know, I've always just like him.
Now we can admit. Let's be a little superficial for a Friday morning, okay? Just go with me here.
Don't you dare ruin this for
if
her.
If Adam Sandler wasn't Adam Sandler, if his name was
he was just a regular guy,
John Smith, okay, dude walking down the street over in Fells Point,
yeah,
and you saw him, you probably would not be attracted to him, correct?
No, actually, I would, because it's so funny. I used to work for an insurance company, and there was a guy there that actually looked almost identical to him, and I kind of had a secret crush on him but never said anything.
Okay. Why? What did you say?
I do really think he's cute.
Okay. She's into it. Well, there you go. We're glad you called up this morning. There are a lot of people saying this, so you're not the only person in Baltimore for sure.
Yeah, and I just think you guys are great. I listen to you every morning, and aww, I'm just really glad that you came to Baltimore.
You are so sweet.
Rachel,
thank you so
I'm
much for
cry.
Saying that. Dude,
thank
don't,
you.
Don't make Jess cry. She's already emotional this time of the month. So.
I know. I'm a mess. Thank you for saying that.
That's so sweet. Thank you, Rachel.
You're welcome. You guys have a great weekend.
You too.
It's 106.5. It's Top 3 with Kramer and Jess.
Trending stories in Baltimore and across the nation.
Yep, here's everything going on in the world that you need to know that's trending in the city, and Jess has got it for you. Hi, Jess.
President Donald Trump and First Lady Melania Trump have tested positive for the coronavirus. Trump's positive test comes just hours after the White House announced that senior advisor Hope Hicks came down with the virus after traveling with the president several times this week. Trump is 74 years old, putting him at higher risk of serious complications from a virus that has now killed more than 200,000 people nationwide.
So, we're not going to talk politics on this show, but obviously when political things happen, we got to mention them, right? Because you need to know kind of what's going on before you walk into work or walk into your Zoom meeting. So that's kind of our responsibility on our side. But the only thing I've been saying this morning is I don't know how he's going to, like, what he's going to say about this now, because he's been kind of lax on everything when it comes to coronavirus. Like, even in the debate a couple of nights ago, talking about wearing masks.
I put a mask on, when I think I need it. Tonight, as an example, everybody's had a test, and you've had social distancing and all of the things that you have to. But I wear masks when needed. When needed, I wear a mask. I don't wear masks like him. Every time you see him, he's got a mask. He could be speaking 200 feet away from it. He shows up with the biggest mask I've ever seen.
So I'm just not sure what his spin's going to be, what he's going to be able to say now that he has it. I don't know. I don't know how he's going to handle it. I don't know.
Trump tweeted, "Tonight, the First Lady and I tested positive for COVID-19. We will begin our quarantine and recovery process immediately. We will get through this together."
Wondering, too, about the debates. Does that mean they're going to push the debates off? Because if he has it...
I know. It was supposed to be 2 weeks from now in Miami.
Was that so? Maybe by then. I don't know how that works.
Usually, the distribution of absentee ballots begin on Wednesday after Election Day, but this year, the mail-in vote count got a 30-day head start in Maryland. In 2018, the state of Maryland actually started counting absentee ballots later than the rest of the country, but this year, Maryland is getting the earliest start in the nation to count mail-in ballots, which started this week. Anne Arundel County elections officials have already received more than 4,000 ballots collected from secure drop boxes and ballots sent in through mail yesterday. This work is made possible after the pandemic emergency prompted a change to state code, allowing the ballot canvas to begin as early as October 1st. Baltimore and Howard counties will begin on October 12th. Harford County will start on October 13th, and Cecil County will start on October 19th.
There you go.
You know what I'm saying?
Well, I mean, it's cool. I don't care how you vote, vote.
Yeah.
Like, in person, if you're going to vote, I'm really big into our political system, so I don't want to get too passionate about this stuff, but just vote. Mm-hmm. Just vote. Just vote. I actually just did an absentee ballot, because I'm going to have time to get my driver's license in Maryland before the election, so I did my absentee ballot. I said, whatever it takes for you to vote, vote. There's no excuse of why you shouldn't vote this year. Period.
Yes. Krispy Kreme is offering a free donut to anyone who shows up in costume on Halloween. Now, they've offered the same deal in the past, but this year, the chain is throwing in another sweet promotion completely new for 2020, and that's called Sweet or Treat Saturdays. So during Sweet or Treat Saturdays between October 10th and Halloween, customers who purchase a dozen donuts can buy an additional dozen for just $1 to give to family, friends, and neighbors in the spirit of socially distancing. Krispy Kreme is also debuting new scary sweet monster donuts, too.
Been on a diet, man, so just even the idea of a donut is making me hungry this morning. It's a wrong story for a Friday, Jess.
We getting them, though.
Are we going to get one? Oh, yeah, you're trying to get Duncan over here.
Yeah.
Real hard.
Let's see that. What kind of ending
is that? I was waiting for that. Wait. It's our pending doom happening here on the radio this morning.
What in the world?
Hey, what's up? Welcome to Mix. We are Kramer and Jess, and happy Friday. A couple things. Number one, Monday morning, remember to come back to Mix for a couple different reasons. Don't forget, number one, we're still playing for $1,000 to give away.
Yes.
About 7:25 with Mega Prize Minute. We're also going to do Teach Us Baltimore.
Oh, yes.
We're going to move that to Mondays now. Mm-hmm. And I think I want to talk about that one person, I guess, or character that I've been seeing all over town, but I have no idea who this man is.
Okay.
And what relevance he has to the city.
Uh-huh.
Since we're brand new here, it's almost our 1 month Baltimore anniversary. So Monday morning we'll come on and we'll chat about that. I was telling Jess this morning that I'm waking up a little bit groggy because my alarm goes off at 3:45.
Uh-huh.
I told you to bring this back around. My alarm goes off at 3:45 and I about 3 a.m. I wake up to this noise right here. Like, this is literally the way that I woke up this morning. This is a video that I took to send to my landlord because it was...
Stop it. Stop.
Just sit through the pain for a second. I promise it gets better. For some reason, I had this ongoing series on my podcast called Certified Mama's Boy because there's been so many things wrong with my apartment. So the series on my podcast is called My Crappy Apartment. And I've gone through up from the oven to the stove. And now the refrigerator's broken apparently now too. So what I thought we'd do to turn the Friday mood around, because it's Friday, we want to feel good, is the fact that Maryland, in case you don't know, a staggering fact about Maryland. What's that, Jess?
We are the fifth happiest state in the country.
That's right.
That's so awesome.
So what we thought we would do, we did this last week and it felt really good, is... we just want to do happier news this morning. Like the happy news. So let's get into that, shall we? Yeah, this, especially for a Friday, that feels really awesome just to have a bunch of positive news from your life on the radio. So we're just going to ask you a simple question of like, what happened this week that made you happy? Did you get some big news? Did you get a job promotion? Did somebody find out they're pregnant? Did you get to work on time every single day? Did you not miss one Zoom meeting?
Yeah.
Whatever that news is that's making you happy this morning, share it with us and let's get it on the radio at 410-583-1065. We'll start with Jess for some happy news this morning on Friday.
Kramer let me use his Uber Eats account because he does that thing where he pays a monthly fee so you don't get the delivery fee. And I really wanted Dunkin' Donuts this morning and it just got here and I am so happy about
Since
it.
Since 5 a.m. Jess is like, we should totally get Dunkin'.
Yeah.
So I was like, listen, use my Uber Eats pass. I paid for it because when we first moved here, I was using it so much at the hotel.
Oh, it was so bad.
I was just like, I'll keep it for now. Okay, my happy news for this Friday is I can literally get to work and back now with no GPS.
Okay, I see you, player.
All the way from Fells Point over here to Mount Washington, no GPS. That's a big deal when you move somewhere.
It is.
Right? So I'm feeling proud about
that. I'm not there, but I'm proud of you.
Are you still using GPS in the morning?
I stay using GPS.
Jess is not the best driver. No. Okay, what is your good news? It's some happy news this morning. Call us up, 410-583-1065, because it just feels good. And hang out for your neighbor's happy news. It's next on Mix. X1065, it's Kramer and Jess. We're talking only about happy news this morning because you know what? Maryland is the fifth
happiest state in the country.
Let's not get ahead of ourselves. We're not that happy. We're the fifth happiest state in the whole entire country. So we thought for Friday, like, let's just make this easy on you. If there's some good news going on in your life, you got some happy news, just call us up and get it on the radio. You can call us. You can text us, 410-583-1065. On text.
Oh, me?
Yeah.
Okay. A lot of you guys are hitting us up right now. Mark's birthday is tomorrow. Happy early birthday. He's excited. Melissa just got invited to her friend's COVID wedding. We had a teacher text in. I teach music at a private school, and this is the first week I was allowed to take one of my music students outside and have them play their instruments for me. To finally hear some sounds, good or bad, it was the best part of this year for me.
That's cool.
Yeah.
What about you? 410-583-1065.
Hi, it's Heather.
Hi, Heather. Heather, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Pasadena.
Heather from Pasadena, share some happy news with us from the week, please.
I am off today, and I'm so excited. I just dropped my son off at school,
Ooh. And
I have the whole day to myself.
Is that not like the best feeling ever, by the way?
It is, just me and my dog.
So what are you planning on doing on Mom's Day off?
I am. Well, I have to pack because we're going camping this weekend.
But
so.
Still, I mean, it's, at least you get a chance to pack. You
and
know?
You're by yourself.
Yeah, right.
And I'm by myself, and then we get to my way. And yeah. Yeah, it's going to be amazing. And it's perfect fall weather.
Absolutely.
Yay.
When
we have, get out of here, it'll be amazing.
Aww. Have fun camping, okay? Have a great weekend.
Thank you. You too.
410-583-1065. Only happy news. Kathy from Baltimore, we're only doing happy news on the radio right now. So give us your happy news from the week. What's going on?
We are moving to Florida next week. I've been up in Baltimore, up in Maryland for over 50 years.
Wow.
That's amazing.
And what's prompting the move?
My fiance accepted a job down in Jacksonville Beach, Florida.
Amazing. Amazing.
And so you decided it was time for a change and to move out of Maryland.
Well, listen, I lived in Florida for 8 years, and it's beautiful. It's humid, but it's beautiful. But it does live up to its reputation of the world's craziest people. And I think you're going to realize that the second you get into town.
Like, really?
Everyone's got a story. Like, just talk to your neighbors. They're all very interesting. So, hey, have a great move, though, and congratulations. Congrats on the move.
It's going to be the first time my sister and I have lived in the same state in over 25 years.
That's amazing. Glad it feels good to reunite, you know?
So we're going to be 30 minutes away from each other, so I'm super excited.
You should be. Thanks so much for sharing that with us.
Have a great day.
Bye.
Now you, 410-583-1065. We're Kramer and Jess just looking for happy news this morning. Mix 106.5. It's Kramer and Jess. Happy Friday. We're just doing talking about happy news only right now. If you got good vibes, come through, please. 410-583-1065. Because, you know, Maryland's the fifth happiest state in the country. The survey mm-hmm. just came out last week. And so we're just trying to celebrate that. Why is everybody so happy? Let's find out, okay? I want you to be happier. What's on the text line, Jess?
Trisha in Essex is celebrating her birthday this weekend. She's going to have some friends over, and they're going to make s'mores. I'm so excited for you. Another text. I'm a teacher. Yesterday, we took a virtual field trip. It was so nice to do something fun and different during all the chaos. Miss Dawn is going to Vegas. Have fun, girl. We have another text come in. I work two jobs, roughly 70 hours a week, and I'm off both jobs today. Oh. Have some fun and relax,
oh,
please.
Lord, that's right. I know that. Hannah from Winfield has got some happy news for us this morning on this Friday. What you got for us?
Yeah, so a couple weeks ago, I started a business, and this past Wednesday was my first opening day. So I sell plants in a permanent farm market in Reisterstown.
Oh.
And it's been going really well. So I couldn't believe that it finally came to fruition, this dream that I've been having for several years.
Well, what is your business?
Yeah, tell us all about it.
So, my business is called Botani Gal, and I'm on Instagram. It's Botanigal.
That's a businesswoman right there. She's like, let me get the plug in first.
Let me get
the plug in first.
Yeah.
It's a businesswoman.
And houseplants are huge right now.
Yeah.
And
sure.
I'm an avid houseplant collector.
Yeah.
So, I wanted to share my love and passion and plants with the community. So I started this little shop that's inside another shop, but it's like a permanent farm market. They sell local products. It's called Farm Chicks Corner Market.
Ooh.
And what part of town is that in?
It's in Reisterstown on Berryman's Lane.
Okay. Cause like no joke, I'm in the market for some houseplants.
No,
it's so
me
funny
too,
all of a sudden
too.
You just like call in. That's so funny.
I know, we need to get some.
Oh my God.
Tell us. It's like it's destiny.
Yeah. You guys both follow my personal account on Instagram.
Wait, give us your business one more time. Let's give you this, because I think that's anyone that goes out on a limb. And I think a lot of people have been going on a limb in 2020 because of the coronavirus and jobs are shifting and they're just taking, you know, investing in themselves.
Yeah.
And anyone that's willing to take a chance, I'm willing to promote. So give us your Instagram handle one more time.
Okay. It's Botani Gal. So it's Botanigal. Thank you so much, guys. I appreciate the support.
Of course. I'll see you on Sunday.
Okay, cool.
Bobby has got some good news for us this morning, right?
I sure do.
Share it with us.
So my dad has been struggling with lung cancer for about a year and a half.
Yeah.
And he finished his treatment this week with Dr. Whitaker. Proton therapy and Dr. Auerbach with chemo. So we're just excited that he made it through and we're looking for good results.
Wow. Okay. So let me, your phone's kind of breaking down. Let me make sure I got this straight. Your dad's been fighting lung cancer for how long?
About a year and a half.
And today is his final treatment?
He had it on Thursday was his final proton therapy, and Tuesday was his final chemo treatment.
Come on.
We're so happy for you and your family. That's amazing.
Yeah, he had some incredible doctors and nurses from Dr. Whitty's office and Dr. Ibach, and it's just been an incredibly hard but amazing journey.
Yeah. It's tough. My dad has prostate cancer, so I know he's had it for 22 years. He's been fighting that battle, so I know what it's like to have a dad that's out there fighting. And what's your dad's name?
His name is Bobby.
His name is Bobby too?
Well, I'm really Bobby Lynn, and he's really Robert, but we both go by Bobby.
You're two Bobbies. That's easy to remember.
That.
Well, shout out to both Bobbies this morning. We love hearing that happy news. Thank you so much for sharing.
You're so welcome. Have a wonderful day.
Thanks for calling in. Next, 106.5, it's Kramer and Jess. Good morning. Really quick story before we're going to talk about the Ravens for the next couple of minutes, because it is Friday and we got a game on Sunday.
Yes.
You want to tell a story really quick, though? We're going to even update later on the show, but I want to tell what happened yesterday on the show, because if you're a Ravens fan, this should probably give you major anxiety.
Yeah, because I have anxiety right now. So I got a DM the other night from a producer who works on a show, and it's part of the NFL, and they reached out to me and they said, hey, we're looking to do a short interview with a Ravens fan. Can we talk to you?
Yeah.
And
how do they find you, by the way? How do you assume they found you?
I don't know. I think because they looked on my Instagram, you know, and I'm all in my Ravens stuff.
Right.
But I don't know why they asked me.
Right.
And I was freaking out because I love the Ravens. I love Baltimore. So whatever we love, I love. I'm Team Baltimore.
Right.
But and I rep the Ravens, but I just don't know anything about football. So I freaked out because I don't want to make anybody upset, and I didn't know what I was gonna do.
Jess is like, there's two angles here, right? She gets to go be on this worldwide television show, right? And represent the city and make it look good, and like, what a cool way to be welcomed to the city, right?
Right.
Or does she go the other way and
I go viral and you see me on YouTube crying because they ask me a question and I can't even and I don't she even has know
no
what to
idea,
do.
Like no idea anything about football. What happened? We're gonna catch you up later on the show today. But go Ravens, man. Let's get pumped. And we got Jason from the sports station on next. Kind of gets Jess. Good morning.
Always kicking doors.
Morning. Is it Friday on the radio? It must be. It must be a Ravens Friday. Let's get pumped up for the game. Telling your story a minute ago, and the truth is, we've lived here for a month.
Yes.
We're like already in love with the spirit of the team, but there's a lot of things we don't know about the football team yet. I don't want to be that morning show that comes on here and just like I can pull up a piece of paper and just read off some stats.
No, we need somebody that knows.
So what we decided to do on Friday, since we do need to talk about Ravens because it is a big deal, is bringing our buddy Jason from The Fan, 105.7 The Fan. What's up, Jason? Oh, do I have him? There he is. Oh, there you are. What's up, Jason? Sorry.
Yeah, I'm doing well. Sounds like you guys are having quite the party there.
Oh, it is always
the whole nine yards.
A non-stop party up here, man. It's always a non-stop party since we've been in town. So you've heard Jess's story a second ago, right? We're talking about, should Jess have gone on this ESPN NFL show?
NFL End Zone.
Yeah, and should she have represented the city, in your opinion, or should she, do you think they may have thrown her a curveball? Because we know, like, that Ravens love is so deep.
Yeah.
No, I think you just got to, look, you guys just got here. It's crazy times for everybody. Who am I to judge anyone or their fandom or their reaction? You know, sports should hopefully bring us together. There is no right, there is no wrong. Although, yeah, don't root against the Ravens around here. Other than that, you're gonna be just fine. Or if you do, keep it to a minimum and don't broadcast it too
just
much.
Just be very quiet about it. If you're just don't say anything about
decision.
It. Right.
It's
right.
A personal.
Well, it's funny because, and I've mentioned this before, is, you know, Jess and I, to be honest with you, we're not huge football extravagant knowledge right now, right?
No.
We don't have a ton of knowledge. We've lived in some pretty crappy football cities, you know?
Yeah,
we had the Chargers in San Diego, which that was terrible.
They left.
I lived in Tampa when the Bucs were terrible. So we haven't really had a lot of great teams. So we're kind of excited though to get into the spirit of what the Ravens bring. And it's a big weekend against Washington. So
yeah.
This is all you, man, Jason. Fill us in with what's going on this weekend.
Totally. So this should be like homecoming weekend for the Ravens. Or, you know, like if you're like went to high school or football, or, you know, high school or college and they had a football team.
Yeah.
And it's homecoming and all the alumni come back. And so you usually try to schedule like, you know, the Little Sisters of the Poor or like whoever the worst team in your conference is, you want them for homecoming weekend.
Sure.
This is the Ravens homecoming weekend. Okay. They played the toughest team in the league Monday night. It did not go so well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I don't see too many scenarios, guys, where they don't come home with a W from Washington. The Washington team is rebuilding, kind of like some of those bad Bucks teams that I'm sure you saw in the past where the talent's not quite there yet. They can't do a whole lot on offense. They have some pieces on defense, but the Ravens have too many avenues to beat them. They can beat them on the ground, and I think that's probably what they'll do after not running the ball enough, frankly, against the Chiefs on Monday night.
Yeah.
And as much as we saw the Ravens' defense kind of chasing the ball all over the field and Patrick Mahomes having his way with them, I think you'll see them getting after Washington's quarterback, Dwayne Haskins, a young guy who's having some trouble figuring some things out and who's throwing a lot of interceptions. This game may be over by halftime, guys.
I love it. The best part of this whole thing so far has been Jess sitting here playing. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I watched the game. Totally. Yeah. Stop it.
You did not watch the game.
I did watch. Call my mom. Call my mom right now and ask her. Did we watch the game while we had dinner? Yes, we did.
Okay.
Call her right now.
I like that. I can appreciate that. Okay, so let me ask you this question, Jason, because Jess, again, this is the first time we lived in a city where everybody has gotten behind the team and gotten really excited about it. Jess got a little bit caught up in it the first week we were here, and she came on the radio and she said,
don't
listen,
tell him. Please don't,
no, because I want to know how far off we are from this.
No, I don't want her to know.
She said, if the Ravens win the Super Bowl this year, I will get a Ravens tattoo on me.
Oh boy.
And so how your predictions early on in the season, I know, but are we going to win this whole thing?
Well, it's quite possible. Would this be your first tattoo or one of many?
I've got a couple. And honestly, I have a butterfly. I have a planet. I have the Mortal Kombat video game on myself. So it's not, you know, it's not far off. But I also made the statement, again, not knowing any information.
Right.
Yeah, she said it before she realized how great the team was. And so
it was going to be like the entirety of your back or anything
that.
I just
want to
make sure we didn't.
I did not claim placement and I did not claim size.
There may be some ink in your future. I mean, as bad as Monday went, it's a long season, and these guys looked pretty rough early in the season last year and then put it together and basically didn't lose a football game for 3 months until they got to the playoffs. So I'm glad that this won't be your maiden voyage. I am not guaranteeing a Ravens Super Bowl, but I wouldn't be shocked if they won it. You know, the guys who set the odds on these things out in Vegas wouldn't be shocked if they
won it, but
you know what? Right now, that's not a great match in all likelihood again. And just going back to Monday.
I can see Jess sweating as you're talking. So, they are really good, huh?
Okay.
They are really good. Okay.
Okay.
All right, Jason, let's give your show a plug over on 105.7 The Fan for everything Ravens. You got to turn into 105.7 The Fan.
Yes, we're on 2 to 6 over there every day. Inside Access, myself and Ken Wyman. Neither of us have tattoos. We do not have plans to get tattoos, whether or not the Ravens
come
will
on,
be visible.
Come on, let's do it together.
But you almost got me. You almost reeled me in. Yeah, no tattoos. Lots of football talk, and I hope you guys enjoy the game. You don't have to stay up late on a school night for this one.
See,
so that's always better.
Okay. That's the good news. Okay. All right, 105.7, 2 to 6. Thank you so much, Jason.
Thank you, guys, and have a great weekend.
See you, man. Bye. He's a good dude. I like him.
He said, no, I'm not getting a tattoo with you.
They're going to win. I'm not doing that. You know, nothing makes me more intimidated than getting somebody that really knows sports on the phone.
He's so cool.
He's so cool.
I know.
And so
immediately I'm
you
just
see
like,
me?
Oh, he's so cool.
Do you see me shut down though?
Yeah,
I'm
you
like,
shut down because
I don't.
You submitted.
I can't add anything to the conversation.
You
I did.
Gave up.
You win.
You gave up.
You win this one. This is your show now. You can take over because I don't have nothing to say right now. All right, go Ravens though. We do love the fandom of the city. It's just, it's been incredible so far. Give us about 10 minutes. We get caught up with Jess. Remember yesterday we told you she was in this big debacle because she had a chance to go on national TV and represent the Ravens. The problem is she knows nothing about football. So did she go? About 10 minutes we're going to talk. Maybe before 9:45, all right? Welcome to Mix 106.5. We're Kramer and Jess.
Okay, so I want to go over this because if you've been listening the past couple of weeks, you know that Kramer has just not been having the best of luck with dating.
Right.
And Also, something that you need to know is we are very good friends, and I will always be honest with him. And I really do love having to tell him when he's doing something wrong. But he has been sharing with us the messages that he would have with people on different dating apps. And I honestly think that you're doing a really good job and that you're trying your best.
When we lived in California, I did pretty well for myself on dating. But for some reason, I cannot get a date in Baltimore to save my life.
Yeah.
I can't figure out every single time I talk to somebody on a dating app.
Yes.
It just falls flat. But Jess is listening to the message. She's read him. She's like, everything sounds good. I don't know what's going on.
Right. And he keeps striking out. So I saw this survey. 78% of Baltimore Plenty of Fish users were surveyed on how they would have preferred being let down instead of being ghosted. So I want to go over this list with you, and maybe if I want to see if you would have liked this better instead of just being completely ignored. And tell me how it makes you feel.
So instead of being ghosted, here's what you can do instead. And I'll be honest.
Yes.
Would this, as a man, let's say you're a woman listening and you've got to let a man down that you don't like him anymore, would this be easier?
Yes.
Let's
or if a woman has to, if, whoever you have to let down, just see if you like this. Okay. Assess the situation. If you've only messaged but not met, just stop replying. If you've dated, let them know it just isn't for you.
I always think you got to respond. And maybe that's the problem, because like I said, I'm like, I say something, they say something back. I say something, they say something back.
Okay.
And then all of a sudden I'm like, so do you want to go hang out? Nothing. And that's like the worst ego blow.
So this is number two. So you would prefer this. They're saying send an honest text. Be real. You'd want someone to treat you that way, right? So if someone would genuinely be like, stop talking to me, I don't want to talk to you anymore.
I think I would much rather have somebody tell me to my face they're not interested than to just disappear. As awkward as that conversation, and that's not what the online dating world lends itself to.
Mm-hmm.
I can tell you, as a 37-year-old divorcee, it's hard out in these streets, Jessica.
I know
it's
it
hard.
Is.
I honestly, at my age, yeah, I would just want the truth. When I was like 27, though, I don't know. I'd probably be playing games and stuff. Yeah.
Hey,
I would. I mean,
I don't play games,
but you're not. But you have a boyfriend. So you don't have to worry about it.
Played games. And then the third one, ask to hang out as friends. If you click that way, let it be known. Do you like that, or do you just not even want to be friends because you're like, I'm not looking for a friend, I'm looking for a wife?
I'm just trying to imagine how I would receive that message of like, hey,
yeah.
I mean, would you like to just be friends first and let's see where this goes?
What do you think? Oh, that's a good one.
I think
no.
I don't think I want that preface.
You don't want friends.
I know, I don't. No new friends in my world.
Okay.
No, I think that if we hang out and you want to be friends, you tell me afterwards. But if you're going to tell me ahead of time, I'm going to tell you this right now. If we're friends, you're paying for yourself. Because if we're friends.
No, okay.
So if you want to go into it, paying for yourself, then maybe so. But
you mad, or did this make you feel better? Did this help you at all?
I think, honestly, and this is my honest feedback for anybody that's online dating here in Baltimore, just be honest. Just be honest.
You're like, if you see me,
be honest with me, okay? Out here trying my best, that's for sure.
It's gonna happen. It's gonna happen when it's meant to happen. You just need to be patient.
I think I might be alone forever.
Stop it.
I'm
not gonna let you start talking like that. No, you're not.
I might be alone forever.
No, you're not.
We will see. The time will tell, Jessica. Time will tell.
Stop it.
Okay. I don't know if you're as curious as I am, but this time yesterday we told you that Jess had the chance to go on this worldwide television show to represent the Ravens. The problem was she knows nothing about football whatsoever.
Nope.
So did she actually end up going? I know you're curious. I am too. And we'll find out next on Mix. It's a Purple Friday here on Mix. R. Let's go.
A.
Okay.
You know.
B.
Okay.
B.
A.
Washington, 1 o'clock on Sunday. I think it's
1 p.m.
Okay. Yeah, it's a away game this week, but still Purple Friday here on the show and all throughout the city. And yesterday, we were telling you about this little dilemma.
I got y'all.
That Jess got herself into. And let me give you the quick backstory in case you weren't here, because as a Ravens fan, I'm wondering what you think she should have done, and did she make the right decision?
Yeah.
So a person reached out to Jess on Instagram. This person was a producer of the show called the NFL End Zone.
Yes.
It's a show that airs all over the world. And I guess they found you on Instagram, maybe because you tagged Ravens and you had a jersey on.
Yeah, yes. Like everybody else does.
Right. But for some reason, they came after Jess. And what a cool opportunity to go on a show and like represent the city. And Jess would honestly do a great job.
Oh, yeah. Like, I love stuff like that.
She would cheer. She would, be almost ridiculous in a sense.
Yeah.
The problem that she's having, though, is that Jess knows literally nothing about football.
Or sports.
Like, not even, like, anything,
not
right?
Even a little bit.
And imagine now if she goes on this show, and we weren't quite sure their motive, so imagine if she goes on this show as, like, the Ravens representative, and then she's like, hey,
they're like, how many Super Bowls have they won? And tell me every single year that they've won them.
Yesterday it was kind of mixed reviews on should she go or should she not.
Yeah.
And so I wanted to catch up this morning and kind of tell you the rest of the story, how yesterday played out. Jess. Yeah.
So after they invited me, and after freaking out and asking all of you guys, I decided that I just needed to be 100% honest, because I didn't want to be disrespectful to the Ravens, to fans, to football,
yeah,
or to sports.
To football kind, all of it.
I didn't want to be disrespectful to nobody.
Yeah.
And also, I just can't lie. So if I would have kept it as a secret, I would have showed up crying. It just would have been bad. So I said, hi, Alex, the guy who hit me up. This all sounds awesome, and thank you so much for reaching out. I would love to, but you guys need to know that I don't know anything about sports, okay? I love the Ravens, but I also just moved here like a month ago, and I'm just supportive. I work at the radio station here, so this would be an awesome opportunity for you guys and for us, and honestly, I'll say whatever you want me to say, but I just need you to know that I don't know anything. But if you want to find an actual diehard Ravens fan, I completely support and understand that. Just let me know what you want to do.
I need to applaud you in this situation, because I feel like, and tell me if I'm wrong, you live here a long time, but there's a bunch of morning shows that have come through over the years and, like, have acted like they are diehard fans of the city. I did that when I moved to Arizona. I was like, yeah, Cardinals, I know everything about everything.
And you don't know anything.
And this show just has to be authentic, but I know that's it's kind of a hard thing to admit to a city that just loves their team so much.
No, yeah, that's why I had to. There was no way I was about to embarrass us.
Right, okay,
Absolutely not.
Perfect. So, what happened?
So, he says, hi, that's awesome. Let me have a quick call with my producer and see what he thinks is the best plan.
Like, so now what are you thinking when you get that message?
So
back?
When I get that, I'm like, he hates me.
Come back.
Yeah, he hates me. So like 20 minutes later, he goes, hi, Jess. Thank you for your patience. Unfortunately, we had to cut our filming short today so our crew can head to Philly for tomorrow. So we aren't going to be able to make today work. However, when we're back in Baltimore, we will definitely reach out again. Is that a lie? Is he lying to me? You probably lied.
I think so.
I think so, too. But I'm not mad about it.
What do you mean? You have a picture, like, you look like a huge fan on social media.
I am a fan. Just because I'm a fan, I just don't know.
You love the team. You just don't know the rules.
I just want to be a cheerleader. Can I just do that? That's what I've been asking to do since I got here. Like, I want pom-poms and an outfit. Why is that so hard? Why? It's fine. They hate me. They're never going to talk to me again.
There's just a point in every week with Jess where I'm just like, I think you and I are done here. We're done.
Well, no.
So you really want to be a Ravens cheerleader. And don't BS.
Okay, well, I've always wanted to be a cheerleader, and my mom said I couldn't. Resentment? Yes. Shout out to Laura. Shout out to my mother who's listening. I am so upset about that. Moving on. She said I couldn't do it, and I want to do it.
Maybe we can make that dream come true.
Maybe once football
gets back to normal, we can get you down maybe on the field.
That, y'all,
with the
cheerleaders. I will not disappoint.
Yeah, no, she will. Trust me.
Trust me.
She will represent well the cheer category for anything. That's
but
for
otherwise,
sure.
They're never going to talk to me again.
Probably not.
No more NFL
probably
for
not.
Jess.
Yeah, probably not.
Thanks for listening. Make sure you subscribe to get the show daily. And if you think we've earned it, give us 5 stars. Hear Kramer and Jess live every morning on Mix 106.5 Baltimore. And check out the Kramer and Jess Uncensored podcast at KramerandJess.com.